The future of any nation rests in the hands of its children, a truth so self-evident, it should never need repeating. Yet in Pakistan, and particularly in Sindh, we are reminded all too often that the most basic of child rights, the right to health, continues to be compromised. The latest measles outbreak, which has already claimed the lives of 31 children between January and April 2025, is a tragic indictment of our public health systems and collective societal neglect. Measles is not a new disease, nor is its prevention a mystery. The expanded program on immunization, EPI, has made vaccines readily available, and the health department has confirmed that vaccine supply is not the problem. And yet, over 5,000 children in Sindh have been brought to hospitals with symptoms of measles. In Karachi alone, over 2,200 children were suspected cases, with 948 confirmed through lab tests. Most alarming is District East, where 247 of 407 suspected cases were confirmed, and, tragically, all five measles-related deaths in Karachi have been recorded in this one district alone. Despite vaccine availability, many parents either do not bring their children for vaccinations or fail to complete the course, especially the two crucial measles doses administered at 9 and 15 months of age. This is where the real battle lies, in homes, communities and primary health care centers where awareness and follow-through are critically lacking. If we are serious about saving our children, then routine immunization must become a non-negotiable priority. Public health messaging needs to be relentless. Schools and madrasas must enforce vaccination checks. Local influencers and religious leaders must be enlisted to combat myths and misinformation. And most importantly, the government must hold its own system accountable, from district health officers to lady health workers.